to another episode of The Mix. I'm Warren, or also known as Bane, and that's Alardo.
Bane. Hello.
I'm also Alardo. Known as.
I'm Kevin. I'm Kevin the Minion, I guess. I don't know.
Is Kevin the tall one or the short one?
No, who has one eye? I think that's Bob who has one eye. Yeah, I have one eye.
When did they get names, by the way?
In the first Minions movie, they're like Kevin, Dave, and Bob or something like
who
that.
Who named them?
The narrator. There's a narrator.
Oh. I don't remember that shit at all.
Why do I know the name? I love Minions. What else can I say?
Anyway, well, we're here. It's the Halloween episode, as you can see. We're not just here for no reason. So, you got to stand up. Show off the flexing costume real quick.
Hold on. I'm going to take off my earphones real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Top tier Minion costume. Yeah. Yep. There it is. It's pretty good. And you couldn't really see. Show the beanie. There we go. You can't really see the beanie.
Oh, the beanie? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There we go. Look at the beanie. It's his eye. Yeah. That's sick.
Yeah.
All right, and I'll show mine real quick. I'm Bane, I'm Batman's villain here. There's just the coat and then the little vest that he wears. And then obviously, the mask. I'm probably messing up my audio by standing up, but I think you can still kind of hear me okay. So, I love that we're doing a podcast and then talking about our visual costumes. This is great for the audio medium. And also, I'm muffled. Yeah. If you're listening to this and I'm muffled, it's because I'm Bane. So it'll be like this through the whole episode. But anyway, on to our features for the day. It's been a while since we did an episode. So there's a lot of stuff that's a few weeks outdated, I'd say. But we've been pretty busy lately, so we weren't able to do an episode. Or me specifically, as you can kind of... If you're watching behind me, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're moved recently, so there's that. But we should be back
and
on
Cox.
Schedule soon. Yep, Cox Internet too. Love them. Anyway, so our first movie of the day we're going to start off with is Don't Worry, Darling. The second directed, sophomore directorial movie from Olivia Wilde.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah, you like the pivot there? I didn't know how to finish that sentence. So, starring Florence Pugh and Harry Styles. But yeah, what were your thoughts on that?
I thought it was all right. I left the theater and I was like, that was pretty good. I could see the criticism that's not original, I guess, but I thought it was all right. That's all it's been a week, so I'm sure you just watched it, so I'm sure when you say stuff, I'll jump in.
I did, yeah. I just watched it last night. I was pretty invested. For most of the movie, I didn't think it was super unoriginal. I mean, there's parts of it that's kind of like other movies, but it's nothing crazy.
Well, leaving it or when it finished, I just felt like I watched the Black Mirror episode. That's kind of a spoiler.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I was more disappointed though. I feel like it needed more at the end. I don't like the way it ended. I was waiting for a continuation. I was like, oh, that's it. I hate when whenever I leave the theater or leave the movie, that's it. I'm like, that sucks. That's the worst feeling, I think. Top three worst feelings.
I do like the character. Olivia Wilde, she gave herself the best character. Olivia Wilde's character was really good.
Yeah.
I liked her whole thing a lot.
Yeah, the twist it's kind of a twist at the end. It was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
What the? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also made me want to watch it again, though, because I wanted to see, knowing how everybody was acting, I wanted to see again, especially the guys, I wanted to watch it again, see how they're acting the second time around.
There's probably little giveaways, huh?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There is one hint, though. It's probably just me because I'm a writer. The very first hint with the eggs, that gave it away for me, honestly. Because once that happened, and I was just like, oh, she's... I said, in my head, I said what was going on, and that's what went on at the end, yeah.
How does that even...
That might just be me, though, but I feel like that was
Well, okay,
it's because...
Oh, sorry, no, go, continue.
No, you're good. It would have been a spoiler.
Oh, okay, good. Save the spoiler. My other question was, what did you think of Harry Styles' acting? Because he did get...
Good point. I was going to go into this,
yeah,
too.
Go for it.
I thought the casting was good because he was supposed to be like a young, naive 20-something-year-old. So that the look is good. I thought his acting was okay. I feel like it was just too much, though, you know? Like, he was really trying to go for it, but, like, the scene wasn't really, like... The scenes where he goes for it are scenes where it's, like... It's too much. It's like way too much. Mm-hmm. He goes yelling, but it's like the scene doesn't really like need that. I think Olivia Wilde probably needed to tell him like, oh, just tone it down a little bit because it's like he's really like trying to prove. I feel like he's trying to prove himself, and he can do it. But you might think otherwise.
Well, yeah, I was actually gonna defend him because, okay. I felt like. Maybe this is me like just defending him for no reason, but once they revealed like the actual reveal and they show who he is, it's like it made more like he would be a little crazy. I thought, I don't know, like a little more like So I was okay with what was happening most of the movie. I think The point for me was he didn't stand out as a weak spot as much as I was seeing everyone point him out as a weak spot.
I think it also just is a little bit surreal because it is Harry Styles and he's like this pop star.
Yeah.
So seeing him like, So I guess that's where like, he's just life Alice or something like that.
Yeah, he's not a character. He's Harry Styles. So it's like, wait a minute. This is an SNL, is it?
I thought he was good though. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was good. I think he can act.
Yeah.
For sure. What else? Florence Pugh was good.
Oh, she was really good.
Chris Pine was very good. I love his character.
Yeah. No, yeah, he was a good villain.
Yeah, very good villain. Trying to think. What else did I see? Just the ending was a little disappointing. I wanted like a little bit more into how it's gonna finish. I feel like I didn't get to see a finish. Yeah. Which was kind of.
You said you were engaged all the way through. Did you think it was slow? Because I didn't think it was slow. I thought it was like pretty good pace for like a mystery kind of like.
I thought the pacing was fine. It did get a little slow in the beginning. Like they almost spent a little too much time world building, almost. But it was okay. Like it was acceptable.
I have a question because I don't know the answer.
Okay.
Did they ever explain? Because you also just watched it recently. Did they ever explain what the earthquakes, the shaking was?
Oh no, they didn't.
Because I have no idea what that could be.
Yeah, that's a good. Because
I was assuming it was something happening. It was another thing happening somewhere else. If I'm not trying to spoil it, but everybody felt it though, so it couldn't be that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. You can only assume that it's like I don't know something to do with just being in that world. Being unstable slightly, maybe. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it did show signs of like being a little unstable.
Actually, I think I just figured it out.
What is it?
I think I know what it is. Can I spoil it?
Yeah, do it.
It's been a few weeks. I think it's them leaving. It's all the guys leaving. Right? Because it only happens when they're gone.
But then would it happen when they come back too, or no?
Maybe. I don't know. I just remember it's always when it's like they just left and then we have a scene and it... No, that's not right. Because there was one when Harry Styles was there at the start, the very start.
Oh, yeah, that's right. At the pool.
All right, I don't know then. Damn. That was my guess.
That was a good guess, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. If anyone in chat, if you guys know what the earthquake thing is or was, let me know because I have no clue. But yeah, out of five. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I hope Olivia Wilde can direct again because I think she's a good director.
No, I think she's a good director too. I really
after all that. Yeah.
Did you watch what was her first movie? Booksmart. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I liked Booksmart a lot. I loved it.
I liked it too. I think she's a
great I gave it a five, but then I think I was just on the high because the movie was really good.
Yeah, it was.
But
really
it's a four. But yeah.
Yeah, she's solid. I think this is obviously like a much harder thing to direct. I think too.
Yeah, like a different, totally different genre. Like yeah. almost like the opposite end, honestly.
So I'm excited to see, despite all this like drama. I hope this doesn't like. Yeah. I don't know what to think about her in terms of like off screen, but I hope she gets it together.
Before I was like, the drama is not gonna do anything, and she's probably fine. But then after the newest news came out, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad if she's not able to like get anywhere like work, but I think she'd be fine.
Yeah, hopefully.
Everybody's probably going to forget about it.
Okay, out of 5.
Yes.
You said...
What did I give it? I think it's either a 3 or... I don't think it's a 4. I think there's, like, just a few things where it was, like... It's a good movie, though. Like, a 3, yeah.
Damn, yeah. I'm gonna go 3.5 here. I think it was solid.
Mm,
I think the cinematography was good. The way they shot it.
Just the way everybody talks about it, like it makes it seem like it's a terrible movie.
Yeah, no, definitely not terrible. I think it was fine. But yeah, solid movie. It's gonna be on Amazon soon, I'm pretty sure. So if you haven't seen
it. Oh really?
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, go see it. I think it's worth the time for sure. Especially if you like Harry Styles. Yeah. Anyway, moving on to the more Halloween themed thing to talk about here. I have Werewolf by Night, which is like a little Disney Marvel special that they did on Disney
Plus. Yeah, Halloween special.
Halloween special, thank you. I forgot to say Halloween. But yeah, I thought it was interesting. What did you think about it?
I also thought it was interesting. Yeah, I like that we always want something different from Marvel, and this is the one where it's like, this is the most different that... Well, especially the film bros are like getting on Marvel's ass about how they're like not making anything like original. This was definitely for like the film bros, I think, because it felt like old school like horror movies, like the monster movies.
Yeah,
and that was really like the cinematography, even the effects were like a lot of it was practical and looked really good.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true. And then I liked the color. Well, the transition into color was
good. Oh yeah.
And I liked the pacing. It moved really quick. Or felt
I also
really
like
quick.
The new characters too.
Yeah, so like this is just a one-off thing, right? I was like, should I know these characters or what?
I think the characters are coming back. Yeah,
really?
Most likely. Yeah.
In what?
They are, because Marvel has it's called the Midnight Suns. They're like the supernatural team, and then that's like Blade and yeah.
Hmm. Damn, okay, so that's cool.
Yeah.
I thought this was just like a one-off like short film kind of thing, but okay. Shout out Ted, by the way. I like Ted a lot.
Yeah, Ted is cool.
That's cool. I don't know. It was fast-paced. It was like different, classic. I didn't really get scared.
I remember thinking about something. Oh, I can't remember. I did like the violence. That was really cool and different from Marvel. It was actually really, like, kind of violent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, the werewolf reveal was really cool. He was awesome.
Yeah, that's another thing. You didn't know who the werewolf was until pretty deep into the thing. I forgot it was called Werewolf by Night for a bit. I was like, there's supposed to be a werewolf in here. That's right. But yeah, so that's cool. I like going back to the violence. The detail of like the blood splattering, Marvel doesn't usually do that stuff, so I thought it looked cool. Like there was one where it was a head or a body, something flipped and spun in the air a bunch of times.
That was a head.
Yeah, the blood went everywhere. Yeah. I was like, whoa, that's sick.
But I think I figured it out. I think it was they tried to do some character building. It was the part where they were in like the tomb and they're stuck in the tomb or something, right? The crypt, I don't know what that's called.
Yeah.
And I was like, it is nice, fast-paced, but I feel like for a special, don't really need it. But that's just a small thing. It's not even that big.
Mm. Yeah.
I guess some people would complain, like, these characters are one-dimensional. But it's like a special. You just want to get in, get out, and we're good. And that, like, you don't need to have... that's kind of... People will, like, probably not, like, be saying that. Like, you don't need to have strong characters for a special. Like, oh, yeah, you do, but... I feel like if you're going to do that, then you need to make it a little bit longer, but it was fine. It was just a small nitpick. It was still pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, I guess since they had to work together, they had to talk a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with it. I did zone out a little bit. I don't know what they said, but... But, yeah, once they got out of that part, I was, like, back in it. I was like, ah, yeah. But, yeah, definitely worth watching for sure. I was happy. At first, I was like, ah, I don't really want to watch this. Maybe I'll skip it and let Alardo talk about it. But I'm glad I watched it. It was really good. What would you give it out of 5?
I think it's still a 3. Like, it's pretty good, but, you know. That's kind of fucked up, though, because we've been saying, like, we want different stuff, and then here's something different, like, totally different. I'm like, oh, it's still a 3.
Well,
they don't give a fuck what I think, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to go 3.5. Not insanely, like, blow you away great, but it was good.
Yeah.
It was solid. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think that's all you can ask for, really. Especially out of, like, a Halloween special. I was a big fan of the main characters, though. I'm glad. If they come back, I'd be happy to see it.
Yeah, the werewolf, I forgot his name already.
The guy from...
The main guy.
He's
from Old, yeah.
Yes, the guy from Old.
Yeah, he's a really good actor, so... If it was just the one-off, that would have been messed up.
Yeah, I enjoyed him a lot. He was good.
I also like Elsa. She's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, both of them should definitely come back if we're going to go that route. And Ted. Them three. Yeah.
Yeah, especially Ted.
Especially Ted. He's going to be... I can see him being like a Groot-type fan favorite.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, moving on from that. Definitely go watch it. It's on Disney Plus, like I said earlier. Worth watching. The next movie that we want to talk about here is Barbarian.
It's going to
be more like Alardo talking about it because I didn't actually watch it. If you haven't kept up with us, I'm a little wuss when it comes to scary movies. So Alardo just watches them and then he'll like explain it. And then I just listen and be like, yeah, good thing I didn't watch that. But yeah, what did you think of Barbarian?
Well, first of all, I didn't think it was that scary.
Really?
But I talked with other people about it, and then my sister watched it yesterday, and they're all like, they were like scared. So maybe it's just me and I'm desensitized.
Damn.
But yeah, that's why I was going to say to you, like, no, just watch it. But then I remember like all these people were saying, like, they were scared by it. So I was like, maybe not. Because Warren will probably be scared too.
No, I got it. When I got it described to me, I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm not watching this." Like,
okay. No, yeah, I was interested because I heard like the way the story started, or the person that made it, he read a book about like how it was about how women shouldn't ignore the red flags when they see them. Like they should trust their like their intuition.
Mm.
And he wanted to make a scene where like all those red flags were present. But that doesn't really happen. It kind of happens in the movie, but not really. But like that was the start of this like entire thing, so that like got me hooked. But when it was over, I was kind of like, this is a little overhyped. But then as I like thought about it more, I was like, it was actually like really good. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. There was one scene.
The breastfeed.
Yeah. That was like, I was telling my friend, I was like, dude, why do? Horror movies just do shit like this. They just put something in there. It's not really scary. You just, like, don't want to watch that shit. Like, it's disturbing.
Yeah, horror movies want to make the comfortable feel uncomfortable. The comforted feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I hate that shit.
That's why
I'll never watch horror movies.
That's exactly what I was thinking when I was watching that. I was like, this is what... I say this every time. This is why I watch movies. I never want this to... I never want to see this, like... out of the context of a movie.
I never want to see it at all.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, that was awful. Oh my goodness. Even before that, I don't know why I didn't see it coming, but like, yeah, she was like giving them a bottle and she's like, drink, and they're like, drink it. And I was like, well.
Dude, so yeah. Gross. Just imagining it, I was like, dude, I'm going to throw up. Like, oh God.
But did your friend describe you the bottle?
No.
There was like hair all over the bottle, and I was like, "That's disgusting!"
Oh, like what? Like what kind of hair?
Could have been anything, but it was long, so I don't think it was like, yeah.
Oh, gross!
I do like the beginning of the movie, like that first like, I guess it's like the first 30 minutes, the first act, I guess. like barely any, not barely anything, I won't say barely anything happens, but like the horror, I guess, is so like 0 to 100. It's like that, like, helps the movie so much. Like, it wins you over like so quickly. Because like barely, I guess I'll say barely anything happens in like the horror aspect. There's like, there's what, like one fake jump scare. She wakes up in the middle of the night because like somebody opened her door. So there's like, it's more like suspense or like building tension. But then like once like the big first horror moment happens, it's so like freaking crazy because like nothing really happened like that before. And I like that a lot. Because most horror movies are afraid to do something like that. They think the audience needs every, like the pace, like nonstop from the get-go.
Damn, yeah, that's a good perspective. What would you give it out of 5?
It's a solid 4. It's so, like, I don't know if it's, I don't know if original is the word I'm looking for, because I don't know, I feel like I've seen this before, but it's still, like, new. Like, I don't know how to describe that. So, like, it's, yeah. That's, like, the main reason it's a 4.
Damn. I don't know if I've ever, well, just, I don't know if I've and it's ever just fun. Heard anything
it's a
like
fun
that
movie.
Before. It's a fun movie? I don't know if that's how I
describe it. Yeah, like, by the
that.
End, when it's, no, when it's over, it's just like, damn, that was, like, a good, like, ride, you know?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll never experience it, so I'll take your word for it. okay. Solid 4, okay. And it's on HBO now, right?
Yeah, that's how, yeah.
Yeah, if you got HBO, watch it. I dare you. I won't, but you can. And then you
yeah,
can
I wish I saw
me.
It in theater. I would have loved to see other people's reactions in the theater with me.
Dude, watching horror movies in the theater is like such a cheat, though. I fucking hate it because the speakers are just so loud that it makes me jump anyway. Like, even if I was like, fuck, so it wasn't even that scary. Like, it's just really loud. So I feel like it's cheating. Anyway. Yeah. All right, moving on. That was kind of it for our scary stuff, unfortunately. That's
yeah,
my fault. It's because
be
I don't
scary.
Watch anything scary. but we dressed up. Hey. So.
Yep.
Yeah, we dressed up on an audio medium. Okay, moving on. Next, we have She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. I also just finished this today, actually. but what were your thoughts on this?
Dude,
one?
I loved it. I thought it was so good. This is my different opinion that you probably didn't see anywhere, or okay. You probably wouldn't have thought. I thought they should have just got rid of all the fights, because I thought the best part was the comedy. They didn't even need any fighting. They just put in fighting because it's superheroes and it's Marvel. I didn't think they needed it. I think they should have just stuck with the. Because in my opinion,
everyday...
the fights felt forced. Like they it's a Marvel thing, so we kind of need fighting. Some of it was. It's still good though. It still looks cool and awesome, but it's like. They should have just made it full-on comedy, sitcom comedy. I thought it was really good. I liked it. I like She-Hulk. I like Joan Walters. I just like the situations, too. The situations she's in are so ridiculous for Marvel.
That's
just
true.
So funny, yeah.
I kinda...
Thanks, Eli. He said we're cute.
Oh, Eli? Hey, Eli. How's it going,
yeah.
Bro?
We just talked earlier. Like, Warren wants to play Fortnite with us.
Oh yeah, we gotta play it. We gotta get into Fortnite later. But anyway, back to She-Hulk.
Yes.
Yeah, I enjoyed it for the most part. I could have done without the fourth wall breaks, I think. I think that was just a me thing though. I could see like how people might like it and stuff.
Yeah.
And then what was going on in the last episode?
That's why they had the fourth wall break, so they could.
It got a little.
It sets up that.
Yeah,
yeah,
that whole
that.
Thing I could have done without. I didn't find it funny. I didn't think it was interesting or anything. I personally could have done without it. But like you were saying, I do like all the situations that she was in, like normal, everyday. This is my career.
Yeah.
This,
no, yeah, it's like. It's like this is the Marvel universe, you know. Like we get to live in the Marvel universe for a bit. And
yeah,
it feels really
like
it's interesting.
A normal everyday person.
Yeah.
With
well, I'll half agree with you with the ending. I thought it was interesting because it's like different and new. But it's still kind of it's still doing it though. Like the thing it's making fun of, like, oh yeah, we have to go big by the at the end of the it's
yeah,
still doing
it's
it.
Literally
so that's why I was
doing
still kind of
that by doing
the thing they're making fun of.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's still kind of like, you know, it's like eh. But I appreciate them like taking the risk to like do it though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if it's one thing about Marvel, they barely take risks, in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah, they tried something.
Yeah.
Didn't really work, but they tried it, so I respect that. Yeah, I liked Jen Walters. I liked She-Hulk. Oh, one thing
I liked Abomination, too.
He was he's really funny.
Yeah.
I hope he comes back. All the side characters were actually really funny.
Yeah.
What's her paralegal's name? I forget.
Oh, shoot. That's kind of fucked up that we don't know.
I can't remember.
Yeah, she's really good, too.
Yeah, she was funny.
But I remember the guy's name, though, so what does that say about me? I think his name is Pug or something like that. Doug Pug.
Oh, Pug. Oh, because he's like a dude,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he's funny, too. Yeah.
And then, what was I going to say? Oh, right when we started watching the show, I also didn't really, I don't know, I can't say I didn't really like the origin story. I just thought it was super lame, like how the car crashed and then like, oh wait, no, my blood got on you.
You texted me about this and I wanted to say something that the show was going to say, but it would have been a spoiler. Yeah, that's not, it's also kind of putting words in your mouth, but it's like she didn't earn her powers, and it's like that's kind of like a big thing in the show too. But
I did so not I say like, that, just to be clear. I was just like I don't care, like I can't say I don't care how she got it, but just something more interesting, I guess. I don't know. It was just what? That's it.
Was it like too coincidental, or it's like
I didn't even believe like that would even happen. Like it was so like, oh, I fell, my blood got in you, or whatever. Yeah, you know, it just like
like me, like Bruce probably would have been more careful.
Yeah, I didn't even believe that would happen. What was the original one? Like, you were like, well, what should they do? And then I said something, you were like, oh, that's how it happened in the, I forget what it was though.
No, yeah, it was how it happened wasn't important, but like Jen got into like an accident or something, and then Bruce literally gives her his blood,
and then that's that's it. Right,
yeah
like a blood,
because nobody else has her blood or something like that, because like all of her family's dead,
like a blood transfer. Okay, yeah, see, why didn't they just do that anyway? Those are my only gripes with it. I thought it was funny overall. What'd you think of all, like, they had a big emphasis on her dating life, which...
But that was for the episode after, with Titania. That's one thing, that's why I like the show a lot, because it's, like, each show, or each episode is kind of individual, but some of them also, like, build off of each other. Like, so the whole thing with Titania was that she copyrighted She-Hulk's name right?
Yeah.
And then a part of the evidence was that she used, she used it to date. Yeah. And I think that's genius. That's hilarious. Yeah,
but I was gonna, like the way that they present her dating life and stuff, it's interesting. Mm. So it's good. But because sometimes I don't know, maybe it's just me, but like sometimes if you do it wrong, that can easily like rub me the wrong way. But I thought this was well done. I thought it was fine. Portraying like cringy first dates and stuff. But yeah, overall, I thought it was solid. Is she gonna be in anything, or like, what's the plan for She-Hulk?
Since they're doing all this Hulk stuff, there's rumors that she's gonna be in the new Captain America movie,
Dude, spoiler! I'm about to spoil something here if you haven't seen it, but Hulk at the end randomly is like, "Oh, here's my son," and I was like, "Wait, what? What the fuck?" I don't even remember his name, but he had a bad haircut. Do you remember?
I was just gonna say that
his hair is barber. So fucked up. Yeah.
His name's Scar.
Scar, yeah. What was that about?
Oh, what'd you think of Daredevil? I thought he was really good.
Oh yeah, Daredevil. He was funny.
I like their chemistry too. That was really good.
Yeah. I enjoyed Daredevil in that. I thought he was good.
Yeah, he's such a slut. What a guy.
Damn. Yeah, they smashed right away. She-Hulk smash.
Did a walk of shame and everything.
Yep. But yeah, Hulk has a son, apparently. Spoiler.
Yeah, who's the mom? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, when are we going to find all that out?
And what was that birth like? Jeez. Must have been. as a Hulk baby must have been like freaking huge, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, the Hulk is probably Hulk lady. The other She-Hulk is probably, or wait, unless it was a regular person, or it was probably an alien, right? I don't know.
Yeah,
they don't have bad haircuts on
it's
Earth.
assuming it was the she he was conceived on that planet that Hulk was in Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
That makes
because he's old now. He's kind of like he's like in his teens, probably maybe 20s.
That would make sense, actually. Okay. Well, curious about that. I'm assuming we'll find. By the way, Hulk was very good in the beginning part of the show, like helping her out and
Like
all that.
training her,
Their
yeah.
training thing. It was interesting, and he was funny, so it was good to see. But yeah, did we already rate it out of 5? No, we didn't. All right, go rate
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a 3. It's still a 3. It's fine.
All that good stuff.
Said all this praise. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Beginning and ending could have been better for me, and maybe raised it to a 4. But
I
it's
will
a 3
say
for
it's
me.
my number 2 Marvel show though. So.
Damn, that means nothing has been over a 3 for you, huh?
Yeah. Miss Marvel was a close 4. I like Miss Marvel a lot.
Damn, I didn't watch
you
that.
Probably wouldn't. Yeah. it's just my type of thing. Like coming of age, it's about like her and yeah, she has all these problems that are not superhero problems. Yeah, I just like that stuff.
I feel it.
But yeah.
Okay. Moving on. This is our last discussion. Well, we have to talk about Cobra Kai. And then we're going to do the thing where we power rank all the characters in Cobra Kai.
Yes.
So, it was such a long time ago now, too. We were going to do this like 2
yes,
weeks ago.
Yes, I will just go in. I will bring up topics and then
yeah, so
we'll talk
I
about them.
I kind of forget it because we're supposed to do the episode 2 weeks ago.
So,
but he remembers it, so Alardo's going to give me some refreshers. But what
all right, so I'll recap the season for you. How about
okay,
that?
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
All right, so first, from last season, Cobra Kai won the tournament, right? So they're franchising, they're expanding, and then Miyagi-Do and Eagle Fang are like kind of like they're supposed to stop. Meanwhile, Miguel went to Mexico to meet his dad, right? If you remember that.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's that whole side journey. Meanwhile, Chosen comes to help Daniel.
Chosen, that's right.
Yes. And then Johnny and his son, Robbie, they're trying to bond. But then there's Robbie and Miguel who have a thing. Tori, she's like, feels bad kind of because she technically won because Cobra Kai cheated. There's Kenny. There's the whole Kenny stuff.
Oh, Kenny.
There's Kreese in jail. And
that's right.
There's Mike Barnes. It's just kind of small, but I like them. And then there's the Sekai Takai, I think that's what it was. that's the big tournament, the Super Bowl tournament that they're picking up, and they have to like enter, yeah.
Right, okay. I remember. Okay.
That should be enough.
Yeah, that was a good recap.
Okay, great.
Okay. So overall this season, your thoughts.
I just remember finishing it and I was like, that was pretty good. You know, like just this is just a normal thing, annual Cobra Kai. But as I thought about it some more, like every season the fights get better and better. Like honestly, like it's really it ups itself like every season. And I think that's just crazy. Like how the fuck do you do that for like 5 seasons? That's just crazy. Like this show just does not, or it does get the credit. Everybody loves the show. So, well, they say it's corny, but they don't deny that it's bad or that it's good.
Yeah, well, the corniness. It got a little bit old for me 5 seasons in. Like, I was like, okay, this is, please don't do this. So that's kind of what really holds it back, to be honest. Like, but they have to be corny in a way. I don't know. So it's kind of like stuck in a weird spot. I enjoyed, like you said, the fights are good. There's like, if you can get past the corniness, it's good drama. It's like, oh shit, like, oh.
I like the corniness. gives the show personality.
I guess, yeah. Like once you get past it, it's like, whoa, cool. Like they're fighting.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
It's
dude,
like that,
what'd you think
but...
of the? If you remember the Robbie that's a fight that settles it. You know,
oh
like the
yeah,
Robbie
that
McGill
was
fight. That was awesome.
Highlight fight of the season. Highlight fight.
Yeah.
Of the season. Better than the finale fights, I think.
Yeah, I love when shows do that though. The last fight where they do that protect the egg and then oh shoot that was
yeah,
so
yeah,
good. I was so
yeah.
hyped at that part. Yeah,
that was really good too. Yeah, they nailed like the fights.
Yeah,
it's just the stuff around it sometimes.
I just love how it's like I love writing like that where it's like you can call it predictable, but it'll be like satisfying every time.
Yeah, it's still
so
satisfying. It's still interesting.
Yeah.
So like you're still gonna watch it even if you're like
yeah
I knew that was happening but I'm still gonna watch it anyway.
Yeah.
You know? So it's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was a really solid season overall.
Mm-hmm.
What would you give it out of 5?
No, there's more.
Oh, there's more.
We could talk about this forever. What do you think of Chosen?
What did I think of Chosen? I thought he was really good.
I like
he's
him.
A good supplementary character. Spoiler, I thought he should have died. Because okay, that's one thing, dude. If you're
oh,
gonna
no,
kill,
we didn't
if
talk
you're gonna
about
kill
this.
People,
yeah,
kill people. Don't act like they're dead and then bring them back. You're a TV show. You don't have that kind of credibility where it's like, oh, we're gonna be all dark and they're gonna die. Just kidding. It just comes off as lame unless I don't know what you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like circumstances.
No, yeah,
like,
I know what you're
know.
Trying to say.
Just
and then
kill
so
him.
Yeah, and then we texted about this. Yeah, I remember. And then my defense was that like that's just not how the show is. Like I said, we make fun of the corniness, but that's the personality. And the personality is also, we you know, it's all in good fun. We don't kill anybody.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So it's part of the show.
But my thing is, I don't act like you do. Then don't even put yourself
does.
In that situation where
yeah, okay.
it's like, oh, he's dead. Like, just leave the swords out of it, man. Just do karate. It doesn't have to be like that. But yeah, that was one thing I didn't like. The characters are so strong at this point. I loved Johnny's whole character like
oh,
arc.
Yeah.
He had a great arc.
Yeah.
And he's like you're rooting for him at the end. Like he's my favorite character pretty much.
It's just like at this point he's like he knows what he wants in his life like and he just like yeah.
Yeah.
Like at the start he's just like this fuck up and just whatever.
Yeah.
And now
he
just like
got
yeah.
it together. So
mm-hmm.
It was really satisfying to see.
I like Mike Barnes. I just like his fighting style. Like he's not even like doing karate really. He's just doing like fucking MMA or some shit.
Yeah, just like fighting.
I like the way he fights. Yeah.
That's so true. Man, Silver's a good villain too. He raised the stakes well.
Yeah, he's a really good villain.
So
what'd you think of oh no, we kinda just went over that, the crease at the end.
I don't know. Like, it's the same thing, like, Chosen, like...
Yeah.
Whatever, I guess. Like, if they need somebody to come back, then... But Silver was good. I don't know how he's gonna... Like, if you... What's where do you go from here? Because, like,
yeah,
Silver...
next season, right? Because they kind of... They closed... They didn't close everything, but, like, it feels like they closed...
It felt like
a
they
lot,
closed a lot
like,
of stuff, yeah.
Where it's like, what are you gonna do next season, right? Like, that's
yeah.
how it feels right now.
I don't even know. And Silver... Silver raised the stakes because he had, like, money and, like, power that you, outside
mm-hmm.
of karate, he
oh,
had
true.
Power. So, like, Silver, or Kreese doesn't have that. So, like, how are you gonna, without bringing, like, somebody outside yeah. in, like, how are you even gonna, how can he top that? I don't know how you can. So, yeah, I'm interested to see where they go. I'm not sure where it's gonna go. I don't think they left themselves a lot of great options, but... We'll see, I guess. But yeah, okay. Anything else, or shall we rate? Oh. Damn, that's crazy. He left me by myself. I don't even know what to say at this point. I'm Bane. Should I just start doing Bane quotes? I gotta look up Bane quotes now.
I'm so sorry.
Damn,
oh,
he just left
my...
me here.
I know, I'm sorry.
What happened?
How's my camera?
You're good.
Okay. Somebody's trying to call me. Sorry. Let me just put myself on Do Not Disturb.
Please don't. Why? You didn't want Bane quotes? I'll give you a Bane quote right now. Ready? Oh, Alardo, get yourself together. I'm going to be Bane while you're doing that. I was doing this before we started, and it was good, so.
Is everything good on my end? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. My camera?
Can you hear me?
Okay, we're good. You're good. I saved everybody the trouble.
I'm gonna still do my fucking Bane at the end. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. What are we going? So we're talking about Kreese, right?
We're in the rating part.
Okay. Would you like to move on? Because there's a lot here that we could still talk about for Cobra Kai.
Okay. Bring one more thing.
Okay. So we talked about the water park before in text.
Oh, that's right. Okay, the water park. What about it?
You're just like, you just could not believe that was happening.
Oh,
they had to do a race to whoever could stay.
Oh yeah, that was like the corniest, most cringe part of the season. Holy, they were like, we'll race down the water slide for the water park. I was like, what are you guys talking about? You guys are not 10. What are you talking about? What is going on here? And they legit did it. They were dead ass serious, racing down the water slide. I was like, "What the fuck?"
But again, is happening? There's like so many good character moments, because then it's like, Cobra Kai cheated, and then Tori's like, "What the hell?" Right? She got like kind of mad, and I love that. That was awesome,
bro. But it's a water slide race. Like, what the? Like, it was so ridiculous. I was like, I couldn't even believe what was happening. Yeah, that was. I completely forgot about that, but it's clearly like the most corny, weird moment in the whole show for me. I was like, "What the? You guys cannot be fucking for real right now!" Like,
all right, yeah, that's good.
So serious about a water slide. But yeah,
summer, man.
If I lost, I would just not leave the park. I mean, what are you guys gonna do? Like, we'll fight anyway. Like, what? But what would you give it out of 5?
Yeah, it's a solid 4. There's just so many good, like, just the effort they put into the show, like the choreography, the fights, and then the character moments are, the characters are really strong, so yeah.
I'm gonna go 3.5. Mm. 3.5. I'll go 3.5. It's just the corniness was a little too much. Man, you reminded me of the water park, and then I actually like brought it down. Like, I was like,
yeah.
Forgot that dumb shit.
That was the peak corniness.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is this? But outside of that, the fights are good enough where it's like, okay, this is a good show. I'll keep watching. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're not into Cobra Kai, definitely recommend. All right, but now we have to get into the power rankings.
Yeah, here's the fun part. Yeah.
Yes, the fun part of where we just,
this show is a fucking anime at its heart. Honestly, yeah.
Definitely. And what we love to do in anime is rank the characters by power ranking.
Mm-hmm. I even got my feats ready. I got feats.
Oh,
I'm a Goku fan.
See,
right,
but it's not always about feats. It's not always about feats.
It is.
It's not. Okay. Do you want to do adults first, or do you want to do kids first?
No, that's the fun part. I think that's the fun one. The adults is the fun part.
Okay, so kids first.
Yeah.
Kids. Okay, so who comes to mind at the top of the list already? I think
we're going top.
Or should we start
number one?
Well, okay.
We should go from the bottom. Maybe.
Michael has 10 spots on the list, so we only need five. Huh?
We need 5 for each.
No, 10 for each. Unless you want to do less.
Are there 10 kids?
There's 10 kids for sure, right?
Are there 10 adults?
Oh, I don't know if there's 10 adults. I know there's 10 kids. Let's do 5.
Yeah.
Fine. Let's do 5. Okay. 5 kids first. So start at the bottom, you're saying. Who comes in at number 5 for you? Throw out a name.
Yeah. I will say Tori. Tori's 5.
You don't think... Oh, shouldn't she be a little higher?
I got my feats ready, you know. So if you want to, defend my position.
Okay, this is the thing. Like, we have to talk about who's above her because, like.
Okay. We'll start from the top.
Okay.
Miguel. No, not Miguel. Sam is at the top.
Whoa! What? No.
Yeah, Sam is at the top. I will defend that. I will defend that.
Dude, no. How?
Like, Sam is at the top.
What is the reason?
She's been doing karate since she was a kid. She made her own style. She doesn't do Miyagi. She doesn't do Miyagi-Do or Eagle Fang or Cobra Kai. She made her own style last season. And she's been doing it since she was a kid. But that's why I need that Sam Miguel 1v1 so we can just end this conversation.
She's but not going to beat him. They're not going to do that, first of all. But like
Sam will beat Miguel.
Dude.
He beats Miguel.
You're fucking tripping right now.
I'm not tripping.
Wait. There's how? This is not possible. Like, even...
She knew karate from the very beginning. Before anybody even knew it.
I mean,
and she has her own style. That should be good enough, I feel like.
That's
everybody else, she knows what they can do, so she can fucking counter any of it.
Okay, well, I'll say length of knowing karate, that does not matter. That does not matter at all. It's about talent, bro. Cuz like I've been playing
talent.
I could be playing basketball since birth and somebody could be playing for less time but they're just better than me and that's just how it goes.
Okay. She got talent though. Because like I said, she has her own... Okay.
She belongs on this list, but I don't think she's number one. I think she's at three.
She's number one.
I think she's three.
I think she washes Miguel.
I don't think she beats Miguel, and I don't think she beats Robbie.
Robbie?
I don't think she beats... You think she beats Robbie? My.
Dude, I think she fucking washes Robbie.
Dude, I think Robbie's... I think Robbie's been in a slump and just, like, holding back the whole season, bro. Like, dude, you're just, like... I was debating between Rob. I thought this bait would be Robbie and Miguel. That's what I thought we would be at.
Robbie got too nice. No, fuck that. Miguel beats Robbie too.
Yeah, I was kind of leaning that way too. So I had Miguel, Robbie, and then Sam.
Robbie above Sam. That's ridiculous. I had Sam, Miguel. Yeah, Sam, Miguel, Robbie.
Wow. Dude.
That's what I'm saying. This show needs... Sam and Miguel have never fought. Because even... I feel like even the writers don't know. Like, they don't know. So that's why I'm saying they need a 1v1. But I don't think they'll ever fight. Unless there's a good reason for it. But I will say, Miguel beats Robbie because that fight was, like, in this season. That, like, established, like, Miguel is better than Robbie.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And even in that school fight where fucking Miguel got his
back
broken.
That's true, he's 2-0 against Robbie,
Miguel,
yeah.
Miguel won, yeah.
Damn, but...
And he also... No, yeah, there we go.
Okay. I'm willing to think about Sam at 2, but you cannot tell me that she would beat Miguel in a fight, bro. There's no way.
Bro, she fucking beats Miguel. Dude. Miguel's good, but he ain't that good. I think Sam beats him.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, he's literally the champ.
Did Miguel master Miyagi-Do?
Dude, no, because he's starting Cobra Kai. He still knows both styles, though.
I'll argue that Sam mastered both.
Why would you... I could say no. What? She's more Miyagi-Do. But...
She also made her own style. And she knows Cobra Kai enough to fucking counter that shit.
Dude, no fucking shot, bro.
Bro, okay, we gotta move on because then this is not gonna ever end.
Okay, so how do we do this list? Then we're not gonna agree. Okay, so if I got Miguel at one, then
that's
you
good,
got
though.
Sam at one.
We always agree on stuff. This is like, other than Spider-Man, it's probably like the very first thing after that we've never agreed on.
Okay, so I guess Michael, I'm sorry, but we need two separate lists since we can't agree.
Yeah,
apparently.
Fuck yeah, we do. Hell no. I ain't changing my mind.
I was like, oh, we'll have an easy time doing a joint list. Nope. Can't even get number one.
My bad. I'm sorry.
No, no, don't apologize. This is good. But, okay, so we got my correct list of Miguel, Robbie, Sam, and then your wrong list of Sam, Miguel, Robbie. Okay, so how do we round out 4 and 5?
I know my 4 and 5.
What's your 4 and 5?
My number 4 is Hawk and then Tori.
Damn, yeah. I can't argue with that. I think that's good. I think Hawk is above Tori, and I think Tori needs to be in the top 5.
I will explain myself real quick. Tori does not know Miyagi-Do. And then the reason why Robbie is above Hawk is because last season they were the finals, right? And even though Hawk beat Robbie, I think there was a... No, he did beat Robbie.
Wait. No, but it was like he was going through some shit, you know, like... Like, we know who is supposed
to
win.
No, I don't know. I think...
Damn, you moved Robbie to four?
I think so, yeah.
Dude, no, listen.
No, I think even though the ref was, like, fucking... It was rigged, right? I think that fight was, like... Like, them to their, like... They were fucking going all out. Like, they literally were.
But couldn't you say the same thing about Sam and Tori, then?
No, I don't think so.
What? Why not? It was the same thing.
Because in that fight, I remember watching this too. I watched the Robbie and Hawk fight. The ref wasn't in it as much. Like they were just like really good at just fighting. They even went into overtime. Yeah, yeah. I just like fucked it. We were agreeing, and then now I'm just like,
dude, you're just wreaking havoc.
Actually, that's a tough one. Actually, I don't know.
No, okay. Well, we have our own list, so I don't have to agree with you. But like, I'm leaving Hawk.
I can see Robbie being above Hawk too. But
Hawk also lost to Kenny.
Okay, that one was just fucking stupid. Like,
but that's what happened. That's all I'm saying. Like, so
I'm putting Kenny on the list because Kenny beat Robbie as well.
That's true, but we know, like, it's like they don't know their own power levels. Like, you can't put Kenny in there. Like,
no, I think that Kenny one was. I know everybody doesn't like it. I thought it was like well established. Like, they just needed the stakes to like, because Kenny's the only kid villain left, and they needed to raise the stakes a little bit.
I know, but that's like a weak reason for him to win. Like, they had to. I didn't like that shit at all. But yeah, he don't belong on this list. I think we got our five then. So, unless I don't know. So, what's your final five?
Yeah, I have no idea. Let me think real quick.
Okay,
you can say yours, and I'll think. Yeah. Okay,
mine is Miguel 1.
It's fucking stupid.
Robbie, I have Robbie at 2. No, you know what? I'll take it back. I'll go Miguel 1. I'll go Sam 2.
All right.
I'll go Robbie 3. I'll go Hawk 4, and then I'll go Tori 5. That's my final answer.
Fuck, I don't know. I'll do it. I'll just do it to be different.
No, dude. So you got Sam? This is your true power levels. Don't do it to be different.
No, I can't. No, yeah. I think that final fight between Hawk and Robbie really was like just them. That was their freaking limits. That was the best it could be. And Hawk beats Robbie.
Damn. Okay, so what's your list?
And I will say that Hawk was not at that same level with Kenny. Like, he wasn't going, like, the best he could. Because he was like, no, he underestimated Kenny. I'll say that. In that part.
That's weakness.
So if they fought again, I'm sure that the same results would not happen.
Okay.
So I'm going Sam.
Okay.
Miguel.
Okay.
Hawk. Robbie. Tori.
Okay.
All right.
Damn. You got Robbie low, though. Oh, that's so low
for Robbie. That's a little low. Yeah.
But hey, it's your list.
He's a good character, but that's just his karate skills, man.
Yeah. I mean, all right, well. Anyway, we'll put our lists out on Instagram, and then you guys can tell us what you think.
Yeah. I don't think we'll have trouble on the adults. We might.
All right, well, let's see. Let's do the adults. Okay. Let's move to the adults. So, number one, who do we start with here?
Fuck. Actually, I don't know.
So,
for me, I'm just going between Chosen and Daniel.
I don't think Chosen can be number one.
Who can beat him?
I was gonna put. I was considering Silver.
Silver's not number one. Oh, here we go.
I'm trying to think.
Silver's not number one.
What's the reason that he's not?
I think everybody can beat him.
Hmm. I don't know. There's no like clear number one. Like Daniel wins a lot because I feel like plot, like I don't know.
I in my opinion, he this entire show, his head, his mind is just not right.
So are we
That's
supposed to assume
it.
that
I'm
how
gonna
do you
assume it.
gauge that? Like how do you
Fuck, I don't know.
I wanna put Johnny at number one, but I don't think he is.
Oh shit. Hold up.
It's pretty close though.
I just remembered the Johnny and Daniel fight.
Yeah. And
It was a
Johnny,
fucking tie.
even in the house, he was like, he had that one part where he saw
No,
the
but then
two.
again, like with my fucking, yeah, let's call it my stupid fucking thing. If Daniel's head wasn't right, then he would have won that 1v1. Because they were going at war, and Daniel's not supposed to like be like that. He's supposed to be more Miyagi, right? All right, I got mine. I think I have
Wow,
it.
that was, but that's, you could also say like that's a weakness.
I
Like
don't think
people are
so.
constantly getting in this man's head.
Yeah, that's true. I think he's good now, though.
Okay,
But we can't say that. We can't say that, though, for a power ranking. All right,
I'll
I got my number one.
okay, who's your number one?
I'm gonna say Chosen.
Wow.
What?
Why
Okay,
I
just
why
because it's the same thing as Sam. Chosen has found his, like he's found peace longer than anybody in the show.
The length of time does not fucking matter to me at all.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, that's my thing though. And he also taught what's it called? He taught Daniel the fucking that
Oh, the
thing,
thingy.
the weak point.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know, like, if you're
But
listening,
Johnny
if.
knows how to counter it too, though.
Yeah. So, my number one is actually Johnny. I thought about it. I'm gonna put Johnny number one.
Okay. No, I can see
Why
that. I can
should he
actually see
not be
that, yeah.
number one? I couldn't think of a reason why he wouldn't be number one.
Well, you're not gonna like my reason, but because I already fucking said it, is the peace thing. Chosen has been at peace longer, and he's probably been doing karate like all these freaking years that passed.
Johnny's been
Unlike Daniel, who
doing.
dropped it, and then Johnny also dropped it too. When he in the first, very first episode, when he did a kick, he pulled his fucking groin.
That's true. But it's like riding a bike, you know? It was always there. And he has peace
Okay, yeah,
now
all
because he
right.
has his family. And
All right, that's our number.
he
So those
did
are our
have,
number
if
ones.
we're talking feats, I think he had the best feats in the season. That one outburst against multiple people in Silver's house, that kind of did it for me. I was like, wow.
Right.
Think he might be it. So I got Johnny at number one. Who do you got at two?
My number two, I'm gonna put Daniel.
Okay, yeah, I gotta put Daniel too.
Okay.
Okay, so we agree on that. So I got Johnny one, Daniel two. You got Chosen one, Daniel two. So who do you got at three?
I'll put
So you
Johnny
got Johnny
next.
at three.
Yeah.
I got Chosen at three. Okay,
All right, okay, that works. Sure.
so we kind of we know the three. It's just like the order of them is, debatable. So four then. We're at four.
Yeah.
So, do you have anyone in mind? I mean, I think I gotta put Silver there.
I'm putting silver there too.
Okay, good.
Okay,
Oh, wow,
we're
this
good.
is much less debate
Well,
than the
just
kids, actually.
for the record, in I think season four, Silver beats up Johnny. But I watched the scene and Johnny was not using Cobra Kai. He was using Miyagi-Do in that fight. So I think if he used his fucking, original fucking karate technique, he would have beat Silver.
Yeah, that's so true. Damn. And then five crease?
I'm gonna put Kreese at five too. I don't think, unless Mike Barnes, but I don't think so. Maybe.
Feel like I'm missing somebody though.
Everybody has beaten Kreese.
That's true. Everyone's beating crease.
He's like Kyler. He's the Kyler of the adults.
That's oh yeah, Kylie. Is there even any adults, other adults to consider?
Other than Mike Barnes, I don't think so.
Damn. Yeah, it's all like the the lady sensei, where does she rank actually?
Oh shit.
She's gotta be. I actually might put her at four.
I was gonna say that too. Like, she's probably above silver.
Yeah. So then she would be at, I don't know her name though. Do you know her name?
No.
She's the sensei from far away. And then
Yeah.
silver would be five, I think.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. That was what, we should have done the adults first. I thought
Yeah, that
kids was a little better of a debate there. I mean, there's also more kids, I think.
I mean, I think those top five for those kids is like, those are the, that's pretty much them. It's just after that, it's just Kenny.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys let us know. I don't know if anyone would debate these lists. I feel like they're solid lists, even though we agree disagree on some of the stuff. I feel like, you know, you
Sam
listening to
Gate.
this, you know who's right. You know who made the good lists. You know who's
Bruh.
number one on the kids. Dude, if Sam and Miguel ever fight, we gotta go back to this.
Holy shit. I think. Oh, if Miguel fucking wins, I'll fucking. Cr I'll cry, like, honestly. I'll call the hack, the writer's hack. I'm not a Cobra Kai fan anymore. There's no way. Show was never good.
Gonna come back and play this clip again. I'm gonna show it to you. I'm gonna send it to you. I'll be like, see, remember what you said? I told you so.
I'll just be like, we ain't talking about Cobra Kai in the podcast anymore.
But yeah, I mean, it's such a solid, like, season. Such a fun game to play out of this, like power rankings. It's a good thing about
That's
having
probably
like
the
tons of
general
shows.
consensus, though, huh? I think everybody would say that Miguel's better, but I don't think so.
All
And I think
right.
if they did, I think if the show did that, like they made Sam win, then everybody would be fucking pissed. The same way they got pissed that Kenny beat Hawk.
I depends on the circumstances for me. Dude, oh, the other thing I remember texting you about in that fight, that Kenny Hawk fight. Hawk doesn't get a single point. What the hell is that? You could at least make it competitive, you know? It wasn't even, they didn't even try to hide, like, what was going on there. Like, come on, dog. At least make it believable. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. Any closing thoughts here?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Okay. Cool. I will get my plugs off then. If you enjoyed the show, please follow us on social media at Mix Podcasting, MixPodcasting. We also have a TikTok now. It's I forget the name actually on this five. I didn't write it down, but it's like Mix Podcast Clips or something. Go look for us. You get the
That sounds
best
right.
of us in little spurts, which is where we are best.
Oh, ew. Sounds gross.
Okay, yeah. Well, I didn't mean it. Now that you said it, it sounds gross. I was like, oh man, why'd I say it like that? But it's too late now. So get some little spurts of us on TikTok. And if you like the live show, please be sure to leave a follow for us here on Twitch. We do the live show here every other Wednesday night. Now, since we were away for a while, we're thinking of doing like an extra episode next weekend. So we'll see if we can do that. Follow us on like Instagram and we'll of course like give you an update on that, whether we do it on the weekend or that Wednesday. We'll see. Kind of depends on like scheduling and things like that. But we will shoot for the weekend just to keep up with what we're watching and keep it current. But yeah, so if you like the live show and you're here on Twitch, we'd appreciate the follow. Next episode, we'll be talking about Black Adam, which just came out, Wendell and Wild, and Weird, the Al Yankovic story. All bangers, I think. It should be really interesting watches. And possibly House of the Dragon, but I'm not sure if I'll be able to. Oh, Alardo's camera went blank, but
I'm back.
he's back. But there's also House of the Dragon, and I still have to watch Players. I doubt I'll watch both. I'll try to watch one. We'll see. We'll get something out there. But yeah, that's gonna do it for us here. Shout out Eli and Selena for hanging out with us today. Super fun episode. Rate our costumes or roast our costumes, what you tell us what you think. Do you have any closing thoughts? Do a minion closing thought.
Oh, what is it? I don't know what to say now.
Do a minion thing.
I really do. They're just stupid.
I'll do a Bane quote to end the.
Yeah,
Oh yeah,
oh
papaya.
yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Papaya.
Okay, I'm gonna. You're minion Batman. I'm Bane. All right. I'll do.
Oh yeah. Banana.
You think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I forget the next part. Fuck. Fuck. Something about seeing the light when it was too late. But yeah. Anyway, we'll be back next Saturday with some other new stuff. But thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on The Mix.